Hello and good morning. It is 9:15 a.m. We're here in the studio and...
We're not alone in the studio.
We're alone. Here
with internet dude, Percy Calder.
How's it going?
Yeah, I'm good.
You good?
I'm good.
This must be nice for you. This is all familiar, you know?
Well, my show's in like 45 minutes, so
you just rocked up a little early. Yeah, exactly. We timed it well. So, as well as obviously doing Percy the Kid, your radio show, you're also Internet Death.
Internet Death.
Yeah, which was really cool. I embarrassingly had no idea that those two worlds collided
until an hour
ago.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which I feel very silly about, but hey, that's all right. So, first thing we're going to ask, we asked the same question to Juno this morning. Why the name? Why the name Internet Death?
Internet Death. Well, I feel like my music, it's got like that digital sound.
Yeah.
Mixed with like a chaotic sound.
Yes.
So you take something digital and chaoticness
and kind of kill
mix it together and I came up with that.
Nice.
Yeah. I feel like my music's a product of the internet as well.
Yeah.
Like it definitely sounds like the internet.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I feel you.
Something we want to touch on is your age and the barriers to entry that come with it.
Yeah.
You're 17.
I'm 17. That's true.
I hope that's not private information.
No, that's sweet. Let it out.
We're going to dox you.
Yeah. There's definitely issues with my age everywhere in the music scene, playing gigs and everything. Mm-hmm. I played a gig at Flux and that was definitely controversial with the bar managers and stuff.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. But,
That's so weird.
I run into barriers, but
you make it through.
Have you been facing any pushback when it comes to people not engaging with your sound because you're a young person? The fact that, I don't know, maybe people expect a different sound from 17-year-olds?
Yeah, well, I think my age is quite a surprise to people due to the fact that my music sounds like that.
Yeah. It sounds very like... mature is not the right word, but it sounds like, it doesn't sound like the type of music a 17-year-old would usually make, which is not a bad thing or,
it's one of the main reasons why I'm like really in love with your music.
I appreciate that. Simply
because it's just continual juxtaposition. Internet and death, the fact that you're so young putting out music like this, it's real cool.
Yeah, man. That's sick. Yeah. I wish I had that talent at freaking 17.
Man. I appreciate that. It's just fun.
Yeah.
It's just good fun.
Hell yeah.
And like, I'm passionate about it, so just getting in it and
awesome.
Doing it.
Obviously, you've been doing an RDU show for a little bit as well, before. You go on in, 40 minutes now?
Yeah, that's me, Percy Radio.
Everyone stay tuned. How's it been, I guess, doing an RDU show as well as music? Has it kind of affected the music creation in any way, or do you keep them pretty separate?
Yeah, the RDU show is super fun because literally like every Wednesday I just get to sit there and like listen to my favorite DJs roll tunes, and it's been a learning experience definitely, because I remember my first show was just the worst thing that's ever happened to me.
Ours was the same,
and I just couldn't sleep that night, and it was just like I've learned everything, and I think I'm steady now. I think I'm
awesome.
Doing it, and
definitely
things are going well.
Sick.
So, it's super
fun. Our first show, to make you feel better, I'm sure yours wasn't this bad. First show, we came in, we were already so prepared. We used to do a Tuesday show.
Hyped.
Yeah, and we did this whole like 5-minute introductory segment, this is us, this is what we're going to be doing. Then we finished and we were like, the mics were not on for the whole
really?
Time. Yeah, we just forgot to turn our mics on.
Yeah.
So we were just so like amped and excited to do it, we forgot to press the button.
It's okay. I think.
And then our like second introduction after that was just, that was nowhere near
shoddy
energy.
Anyways, what are some of your musical influences or people that you're listening to right now?
Well, with the Internet Death stuff, it definitely comes from a place of being inspired by like punk rock and hardcore punk, and even like the punk scene around Christchurch, just going to those gigs and just going nuts. But then the other side, which is like the electronic music scene, going to the electronic gigs and just like raving and stuff. Yeah, mixing those two together, kind of. Yeah,
it's really cool to see two sounds that, like, obviously there's some overlap, but don't often kind of meet in such a way.
No, definitely not. Yeah. There's only, like, a few, like, acts out there that are huge that sort of push those two sounds together. Yeah,
it's really cool seeing them go, because I feel like they do have a lot of, like, similar kind of vibes and stuff, you know what I mean?
Yeah, and when they do get mixed together, they go hard. It's sick.
It's real cool.
Yeah.
Yes. Obviously, this year was an interesting year with COVID-19 and all of that kind of stuff. I guess, how did that influence your music creation and all of that kind of stuff, if it did?
It definitely influenced my music creation. I think lockdown, I like finished the whole album. So like,
sick.
I was just going hard in lockdown, just
That's
drinking
awesome.
Loads of coffee and just screaming into my microphone in my
Hell
bedroom.
Yeah.
It was actually pretty fun.
That's really cool.
For me. Yeah.
Nice.
So, positive experience over a negative one.
Wow.
Which was good.
That's awesome. That's really cool to hear. Yeah, some people say it's good, some people are bad, some people it's like,
definitely.
I did one thing and then just stopped for 4 weeks.
Yeah.
The final thing we want to talk about is how you started and then comparing it to where you are now.
Yes.
Okay. How I started. I think when I started, I was like, I had no idea how anything works.
Mm-hmm.
I was just making, just like turning the tempo up on my music software and just screaming into it and hoping for the best.
Yeah.
But I think now I've like connected with other Christchurch musicians and I'm playing like numerous gigs.
Awesome.
Like, I think I've just kind of settled in.
Nice. Now. That's
and,
sick.
Yeah. Want to keep pushing it forward and.
Rat.
Being internet deaf.
That's super cool.
Yeah.
I want to ask because like when I was in high school, I was so like anytime I did anything that was like wasn't the norm, I suppose, I was like I would never tell anyone about it.
Yeah.
Like what's it like being like a music creator and a good one when you're also like in a school setting?
Well, I go to Hagley, which is like a pretty open-minded.
There it is.
School. Say no more.
Yeah. The teachers there are awesome.
That's so sick.
I played a gig in my cafeteria, in my school cafeteria.
Dude, that is so rad.
Like, I know it's Hagley, but like, people's faces just all across the caf, like little like 13-year-olds eating their lunch. It wasn't the prettiest sight ever, but it was fun.
I don't think
single person was moving the head or anything in the room.
And you're just like, you're just going ham anyway.
Yeah. Dude, the speakers were blowing out and like, just like the crappy school sound system.
Dude, that's so sick. Yeah, see, I went to Pat. We didn't have that level of, we didn't have that level of creative spirit, unfortunately.
Yeah. Hagley's real good.
Yeah. So, that's awesome. School. That's really cool to hear.
Mm.
Indeed. Thanks for coming in.
Although
you were coming in anyway.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
thanks for coming in slightly
efficient.
Earlier.
Yeah. It's good.
Yeah.
Thank you guys.
No, of course. Of course you can catch Zorza, Internet Death.
That's
true. Yeah.
Drink every time we say Zorza, you will be pissed by the end of the show.
Yes. Are you excited for Zorza?
I'm excited for Zorza. Got a gig the 2 days after as well at the Wonder
Sick.
Bar with Liam K. Swiggs.
Oh,
and
man. Yeah, we talked to him
like
a few
that.
Weeks ago. He was on your show last week, right?
Yeah. Sick. So big weekend, big Zorza weekend.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, it's going to be sick.
Nice. Well, make sure everyone checks out Zorza. Mm. And then if you go to Zorza and you're like, that was rad, then 2 days later, you can go see Internet Death again.
Yeah, boom.
How
big
good.
Weekend for the death.
Boom. Awesome.